On today's episode of The Real O Show.
This is a business side to Kanye that it's really kind of brilliant.
This is kind of where it gets a little interesting. One, his manager is a weirdo.
How Jay Prince approaches things. It's like, if you don't listen to us, we're going to kill you.
You look at the history of Adidas, it's pretty scummy what they've done.
Welcome to The Real O Show. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosities of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're talking Kai Cenat, Kanye West, and Antonio Brown.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the show, or welcome back if this isn't your first time. But today we have a special show. So we're going to go over the Kai Cenat, Kanye West beef. And then we're also going to talk about Antonio Brown, who seems to always be in the social media news and has become world famous since leaving football, even though there was a time and place, Joshua, which I don't know if you remember, he was the best receiver in football for like 5 years.
I mean, he's arguably top five receiver ever. Like, still, like, people won't put respect on his name, but he's a top five. He's top five ever.
Like, he should maybe be in the Hall of Fame. I think how we're talking about this, let's just dive in to the Antonio Brown. So for anybody who doesn't know Antonio Brown, probably going to be a Hall of Famer, probably should be a Hall of Famer, maybe because with his antics, he probably won't make it. But like, numbers aside, like just numbers, he should definitely be in there. But anyways, he is an NFL wide receiver, most famously for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And ever since leaving, he had this really bad concussion, I don't know, however many years ago, against the Cincinnati Bengals. And everybody said from that point on, he like was completely different. Now he left and he's had the world famous runoff at MetLife Stadium,
right here,
where he took off his jersey and clothes and ran off the field during the game, and obviously has never been back. But now on social media, he continues to just meme everything CTE, Tom Brady's wife, and then most famously now he's memed Joe Biden for blocking him on Twitter.
Yeah, I think Antonio Brown is one really funny. He's out of pocket a lot of times, but Antonio Brown is a funny motherfucker. One, two, his Twitter is probably one of the best follows. If you don't take yourself too serious, you don't take social media too serious, Antonio Brown is a hilarious follow. Hashtag CTESPN. Where, and this is actually the funniest part about Antonio Brown. Like, he's kind of memeing a lot of things, but he was like memeing Adam Schefter because like he knows all these guys in the league. So yeah. he gets the inside scoop, right? So he's been like joking. Like today he just tweeted CTESPN hashtag, like, you heard it here first. And it's like Caleb Williams in a Bears uniform. It's like, this is like funny. Like, everyone knows he's going to be in that. But he also called like Russell Wilson. He said he was going to go to the Steelers. Yeah. So there are a couple things, but like Antonio Brown's hilarious. Like the one where he's like, I don't know if you remember that one moment where Antonio Brown jumped over the Cleveland Browns guy, but like kicked him in the head.
Yeah. It was a punter.
Yeah. The punter. Yeah. He photoshopped Joe Biden's face onto the punter because Joe Biden blocked him, which is the funniest thing ever. And then pivoted it and put, there's like a thing of Trump and he's the vice president. And yeah. I was like, bro, that's so funny. Like, if Trump should meme that, like Trump should like go into that and just meme it, because it's like, some people might take it the wrong way, but it's still so funny. Yeah, sorry, my mic dropped down there a little bit. A little technical difficulty there. I punched myself in the face.
We're getting used to the new mics, yeah, though.
I don't know if you're watching right there, you just saw me just like punch my mic and then punch myself in the face. So, and that's why the mic dropped. But
yeah, it also makes me a little bit scared, all these people that do play in the NFL, because CT is very real. But at least he's memeing it. He's bringing kind of light to the situation in a funny manner.
He actually like just posted, because they cut open some football player's head and they were like trying to show like the CTE, and he was like hashtag CTESPN, like, don't know what I'm looking for type of thing. And it was like, no doubt, I mean, if you see some of his hits, it's like same with like Chet Ochocinco. Like, there's just some like bad wide receiver hits, and back in the day it was different football.
Yeah,
like, and there's no reason, like, people want to paint him out. I don't think like him running off the field, people are like, oh, he had a mental breakdown. No, he didn't have a mental breakdown. No. That was built over time, bro. He had beef with these coaches, and that took to a point where he was like, fuck it, bro, I'm worth too much money.
Yeah, the story was that his ankle was hurt and Bruce Arians was like, you better get back on the field and play. And he's like, I can't. And that's when Bruce Arians is like, you're done. And so Antonio Brown's like, well, I'm going to get cut next week, so I might as well just run off this field, which, right or wrong, But he's going to be forever remembered for that.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be honest, though. Antonio Brown does have some scumbag moments. Like, he did have an arena football team he just didn't pay anybody for.
Yeah.
Like, so he does have some scumbag moments. I'm not saying he's the best guy, but he does have those moments. In like, I don't know if you saw the Tom Brady moment when he was like, Giselle was like hugging him after. He was like, bro, he was like, I had her embracing me, like looking into my face. He's like, what am I supposed to do as a man? All these cameras around him. And I was like, man, that was a red flag moment for like Giselle. Like, we didn't know it.
Well, she was stepping out.
That's what I'm saying. She was already out. She was already in the field.
Stepping out. So let's transition now. Joshua, I really want you to give a 10,000 foot view of the Kai Cenat Kanye beef, because Joshua, if you follow us on TikTok, that video was actually doing really well and then got taken down for violation of community guidelines. TikTok can't get out of its own way, and it's probably why it's going to get banned, or they're going to sell it, which they probably won't sell it. But talk about the beef and what's kind of going on. But I also think, like, as we talk about this, and we've talked about the Kanye Vultures album, where I was like, he should really stick to business. This is a business side to Kanye that it's really kind of brilliant how he's beefing with one of the world's most famous streamers.
Yeah, and I don't think it's just Kai that Ye's beefing with. I think Kai is just the loudest one who can say it. But I think that's like the rollout for Vultures 2 is Ye is beefing Kai Cenat. So what happens was, is obviously for people that don't know Kai Cenat, he's a streamer and constantly people send him items, right? Now, if you're an up and coming brand and you think Kai would fuck with you, like, you should probably send him some shit and let him open it in the box, because his reaction could sell you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So he got some Yeezy stuff sent to him, and like, some of his reaction to it was like, eh, like, it wasn't like the greatest reaction, which is like, that's Kai. You have to get his honest reaction, one. So if you send it to him, you gotta know there's an honest reaction coming. And two, they sent him double XL pants to a guy who's 5'5". So obviously Kai, being a funny guy, kind of was like joking in it, like dancing in the pants and stuff. And Ye took that as like an insult.
Yeah.
So basically text him was like, yo, don't fucking talk shit about my brand when you're not going to talk about Adidas.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you also, when you played Vultures, you cut the song before my verse. That's fucking disrespectful. And then basically was like, you're a puppet.
Yeah.
Fuck you. One, I don't think Kai Cenat talked shit. One, he didn't talk shit about Yeezy at all. The album review, he listened to Vultures. He did cut the Kanye part, but he was like, yo, I need some headphones so I can listen to this song fully, because the song is very like, it's almost like techno-y in a sense, because it's like just the carnival part, right? Beside the point. And then so Kai obviously is like, what the fuck did I do? They kind of go back and forth. You're controlled, whatever. Then Kanye's manager calls Kai, which this is kind of where it gets a little interesting. One, his manager is a fucking weirdo.
Dude, he was
Johnny Monopoly.
Listen,
weirdo.
He was talking the whole time. I was thinking, is he was talking like Jay Prince talks on the phone.
Bro, he was talking like, he was like, you know, I don't think that we should be left. You know, I want us to be more centered.
But he wasn't even talking like he was mad. He was like, I want us to be more centered and like really get together. Like, it was like super smooth. It was like how Jay Prince approaches things. But it's like, if you don't listen to us, we're going to kill you.
But what makes me think that it's a rollout, and this is what that conversation is, what was like all the bells went off to me. Like, this is for the rollout for Vultures 2. One, Vultures 2 is only on TikTok, which is a weird thing. I think, again, it's just for publicity. There's like 6 Vultures 2 songs on TikTok. You can only listen to it on TikTok. So I'm like, one, that's to like spark people like, oh, they have to make a TikTok with the song. So now it gets pushed. They go viral. Maybe that's a sense. Okay. So that's one thing for the rollout. Two, he's beefing with Kai Cenat. It's in the thing. Yeah. Kai's talking about it. Boom. Kanye's being talked about. He's selling more merchandise. He's selling more songs.
Yeah.
Makes a ton of sense. Then Johnny Monopoly's like, yo, where are you at? Are you in New York? I'll come right now, basically. And Kai was like, are you trying to backdoor me? Like, he's, because like, I don't know if you know this, but like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago about Aiden Ross and who's our guy? Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Aiden Ross and Playboi Carti. That whole thing was an album rollout. Him punking Aiden Ross was an album rollout. And no one knew about it until after the fact. Like, that's all, it's all just stuff that goes into this circle that's going to be his album rollout. So, which makes you think the Kanye thing is an album rollout.
I agree.
So, and hindsight 2020, Kanye wanted to do stuff with Aiden Ross a year ago. Aiden said no because he thought Twitch would ban him. Well, Twitch told him, we'll ban you if you bring Kanye on.
Yeah.
So then he was scared. And now that he's on his kick deal, he's like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. But Kanye's like, nah, you didn't fuck with me then. I'm not going to fuck with you now. So that's why I think he's also going after Kai, because he's like, one, Kai's bigger than Aiden, but it makes a ton of sense. So they're beefing. And I think even Kai knows this. That's why Kai was super cautious. He was like, bro, you trying to backdoor me type of shit? Because he was like, I'm not about to be your rollout. Like, that's not who Kai is. He's all about relationships. And I think that's what makes difference between Kai and Aiden is Kai, I feel like, kind of is like slow to get people on the stream. Whereas like Aiden was kind of like, yo, I'll pay you to come on. It's like I would pay someone to come rap at a concert type of thing. So it is a weird situation, but I think that's like the new album rollout. And maybe this isn't a new thing. Beefing to sell an album is probably not a new thing.
It's not even beefing. It's just really getting the streamers to talk about you or be relevant. Because it's like
young kids don't know who Kanye is. They don't. They haven't listened to Graduation.
It's not even that. It's that, you know, all those artists that go on Kai Cenat's stream, you know, Offset or whoever goes on his stream and does the interview, like Kai Cenat and Offset listened to the album on his stream, and Offset was getting toasted in the comments.
Yeah,
about his album. So there is something about that. Obviously, if you hit it and the comments love it, like it's gonna blow up. But there's something about that. It really goes back, and I had no idea that Kanye songs were on TikTok. That's super interesting. Bro, kids drive everything.
Yeah.
They drive everything.
But that's why you want the streamers. Who better to talk about it than the Kai Cenat stream? What do all the biggest streamers do now? They take Kai Cenat stream and then they react to it. So it's like, it's just the trickle down of like, if he can get to Kai, you're getting trickled down to everyone. And it's like you said, people don't know why Kanye's big. People think Kanye's just crazy because he has like clothing and he's done all these things. 100% agree. Adidas, scumbag company. Like, I completely get it. Like, it's known for. If you look at the history of Adidas, it's pretty scummy what they've done. And I'm not saying that like Nike, they probably have. All these other companies probably have been the same thing. But Adidas, for sure, has done some scumbaggy things. So I can understand why, you know, Kanye's a little butthurt about it. But I truly think this is like the new age of album rollouts, is like start something that people think is real just to get them to be talked about, and then they're going to check out the album.
It's super interesting if you look at the evolution of how music rollouts used to be. Used to be like what? Radio, MTV, and like you were good, maybe Double XL, whatever. Now it's like, what podcast, what streamer, and then your own platform. Like it is that. Like it's podcast, streamer, your platform. That is it. Like radio, TV, it's irrelevant. Like now you might just have to do it with like your PR people just to check a box.
It's all the new age. Radio is podcast. Podcast is radio. It's all TV is there. And it's like streaming and all these, so like all the apps that you can watch shit on, it's all going back to cable. We talk about this all the time. I just saw it. Like, I had this idea. I was like, yo, I had this crazy idea. If I take all five apps that you pay for, Hulu, Netflix, HBO, whatever, and then I just make an interface where they all go in there and you can just scroll all the movies and all the TV shows. And everyone was like, well, that's a great idea. And I was like, you know what that's called? Cable.
Yeah.
It's cable TV. It's like you, at first it was like, oh, I'll just pay for what I want. There's no commercials. Now it's slowly like even YouTube. Now YouTube, it used to be just 5-second commercials. Now 20-second commercials, 50-second commercials, 90-second commercials. It's like, bro, you can literally
they're trying to incentivize you to buy the YouTube TV. 100%.
But even on YouTube, but there's still going to be ads on that. It's coming. Like, it's always going to just be another layer, right? And it's always going to cost more. There's still gonna, then it's still going to be pay-per-view. It's still going to be like all these things. So, you know.
There's no running from it.
No, there's no running from it.
If you made it this far, drop a like, leave a comment, subscribe. We have been a little off on the vlog last couple weeks. That'll be back Sunday. But then we have another show dropping on Friday. So, Josh, you got something?
Yeah, and we have a documentary series coming up. I'm going to call the shot. We're going to do it. We tried to do it last year. We're full circle going to do it this year. It's going to be rolling out in the next couple of months, but we're going to hopefully be shooting it this weekend. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Dope. I'm pumped about it. I'm pumped to see it. Pumped to get back in the vlog. Had to get back in the chair today, but appreciate it. We'll be back soon, guys.
Yeah, cheers, guys. I got a fight for my bros. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story.
at all. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on rough and breaks. They pay for getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand, we gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to we drippin'. We bout to we fall.